This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien here, Amy there.
Hi.
And Chase with his Hogwarts gear over there.
Yes!
It's the day.
Going to see the crimes of Clark Griswold
tonight.
Hey, beard or no beard, what do you think? What's the score so far? How's it looking out there?
It went down. 62% of the Wolf Nation women say beard. You can vote on our Insta stories.
What do you say, beard or no? Hello.
Hey there.
What you think?
My husband has I guess you could say, stubble. medium, yeah.
When you met him, did he have a beard?
No, he did not. But he used to grow it all the time during the winter whenever he went hunting.
See?
Yeah, but. Yeah, he did.
Does that really keep you warmer?
Yes, it does. I promise you it keeps you warmer in the winter.
Really?
That and having a lot of fat on your stomach.
Yeah.
I got that covered.
He does.
All right, well, thanks for calling.
All righty, bye.
All right, so it looks like beard way ahead now.
It is, and the key is you can always start clean shaven and grow a beard, right? If you're dating a guy, you can, all right, I like this. It's hard to go from beard to a clean shave. You're like,
but what
I didn't know you looked like that underneath there.
But what you're telling me is, though, that it's the beard or the stubble or whatever that might initially physically attract you to someone. So you've already got that, especially. And you just said earlier, hey, when I'm going through the Bumble, I'm probably more likely to be interested in a guy that's already got the beard.
I do like it because I feel like they're manlier. Like, I feel like guys who are clean shaven are going to cry and hold me after, you know. I'm like,
yeah, Dale does look like that kind of guy.
like you just have one single tear.
One
baby, I love you. Like, oh god,
streaking down
yeah
my face.
Here's my girlfriend.
I will say one thing that makes up for Dale's clean shaving is he does have good hair. I have to admit,
you do have a good head of hair, but you see, there's just, you can do a lot with a beard. If you have a dude who's losing, like has a bad hairline, is thinning, they can shave it off. And if they have a strong thick beard, you're like, you look strong.
What was that sound? Okay.
But what if you have a good head of hair and a good beard?
Oh, my God.
And I guess beard wins.
68% so far on our Instagram stories if you follow us at 93.1.
But hold on.
Good morning, Wolf. How are y'all?
Doing good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, but I don't like this whole bearded thing.
Oh, you don't?
You prefer clean shaven?
I do. Don't you come near me if you're going to snuggle with that nappy stuff on your face.
See, that's what Dale said. He likes clean shaven. It's nicer for the ladies.
Exactly right.
I'm with you, girl.
Some of them may look okay, but no, don't come at me. No.
Yeah, Dale likes a clean shaven woman as well.
There you go. You can take me to dinner, but you ain't taking me home.
Where's the public opinion at now? Beard or clean shaven?
We were talking earlier as Chase has a beard, Dale's clean shaven, and a study just came out that said women prefer heavy stubble. Oh, it's 40-60 in favor of clean shaven.
Boo.
Well, you know, it's funny, in the national survey, clean shaven came in dead last.
It came in last. It was heavy stubble, full beard, light stubble, clean shaven.
From a guy's standpoint, growing that beard out, that's the tough part, isn't it? Is getting it to grow out and getting it to
evenly
look right.
Does it itch, though?
It depends. When you first start growing it out, it does start to itch because you're not used to it.
Yeah.
But then after a while, you do. But you have, the problem is evenly. There's some spots that, like, poof, the other ones don't.
Well, there should be rules for men. Like, you know, guys, if you cannot grow a full beard out, if you have patchy spots, don't do it. Stop making us pretend that you look okay. Don't you hate when people involve you in their life and you have to, like, go along with whatever stupid ride they're on? Like, I got this full beard, and they're just missing a chunk on the side of their cheek. You're like, yep, looks great.
You really don't have a full beard. You got, like, three quarters of a beard.
I can't grow a mustache.
Well, how come? There's just not enough hair up there? Does it grow unevenly? Do you get hair on one side?
I don't get any right here.
You don't
in
get
the
any?
Middle?
Uh-uh. Nope, none.
In the septum area?
Sure. Whatever. Or it's either just like blonde and I can't see it.
Blonde?
Yeah.
Like a little peach fuzz.
I don't even know what color your hair is. I can't figure it out. No. Can you?
It's like a dark strawberry blonde.
We should take a picture of it and post it and let people tell me what you, beard color it is.
Yeah, it's at On Air Chase on Instagram. You can check his beard out.
You want to plug it again for me?
At On Air Chase.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why I can't determine what color it is. And one time I look at it, it looks like it's red.
No. It depends on the lighting. Look, if I grow this out, it'll get darker. Right. I don't know why. I trim it. It'll be bright red for 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it down to science.
It's like a strawberry blonde, I think.
Strawberry.
Strawberry. I didn't say it like that.
So, yeah, check him out and see what you think it is. That's just it's weird.
Yeah, check me out.
The look of disgust on Dale's face as he's trying to nail it down.
He's like, good Lord. What is his face?
I'm so puzzled.
You look just hateful.
Well, I'm that too.
Yeah. More of the Wake Up with a Wolf Show next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.